definitely looking forward to Donegal. It's the biggest rally of the year, and you know, like always, we want to try and do well. And we had a bad bad year, just apart from Kerry. We won Kerry, but fingers crossed, all of that's behind us now. We'll just focus on Donegal.
The problems that put you out of rallies have been silly wee things. So they have sensors have been at fault and a few other small things which had big consequences.
That's the one. Sensors, an alternator went on us in Cavan there. So, you know, small things like that. And how do you know they're going to go, you know, when everything's okay? So no warning. But it's one of them things where we're going to have to change a lot of stuff for the sake of changing it for Donegal, and take it from there.
Yeah, it's costly doing something like that and trying to get the car right, but it's very, very frustrating.
It is. It's costly doing it, but then again, suppose we'll have the older stuff as spares and it'll take us out of a hole again. But it is expensive.
Yeah. Does it knock the confidence a bit, does it?
It does, in fairness. It does. You know, we're leaving Cavan and on the seventh stage. We have two more stages to go, and it would have been great to win the rally. You know, you'll be coming... in a better position coming into Donegal.
Does it put is your mindset different this time around? Because you've always come into Donegal gleaming of confidence in the Mark II, and then you had the Subaru, and even last year when you had the Fiesta for the first time. Is it different this time around for you?
No, I feel I have a lot of inside me. I have a lot. I'm eager, and I want to try and win it. I don't think it's going to slow me down. When we start off, we'll just get down to it and do the business, and hopefully we'll not be too far away against the 2 litres.
This car good enough then, when it's 100% right and working at 110%, it's good enough to win Donegal, you feel then?
When we feel, and we tweaked the suspension there a lot, and we've done a lot of playing around with the car, and we do feel that it's capable of beating the 2 litres. Certain types of stages are going to suit it. The fast flowing ones will suit it, but the more top end you need on certain stages, we will not have that. But we feel that we can go in deeper on the brakes and better corner speed, so we'll be able to gain it back a bit there.
Is it going at 100% from the get-go, from the very second of the first stage?
It is. Donegal is always, and like any rally, from the from world go, from stage one, it'll be flat out. Because if you don't, you'll be left behind. And you have to just go maximum attack straight away.
Yeah. What would it mean to you and Brian and to the team to do it again? Because it was special when you won it a couple of years ago. And the Subaru, it's difficult to win one, and it can be even harder to win a second.
That's the one. We won it in the Esker, the two-wheel drive, and then we won the four-wheel drive in 2014 and the Subaru, and it'd be great to win it, and the Fiesta, absolutely brilliant. It would mean an awful lot to us. It'd be like a lottery job, but it's hard to do one day, never mind three. So we'll break it into 3 days again, as we always do, work on Friday and try and do the business there and take it from there.
If I think back to those Escort days, and there's some rally drivers have been at the top end and have never won Donegal, and you won it in the National Rally, and then overall, so you've been here for a shorter period of time than quite a few. Is that something you hold, I suppose, more appreciation than anybody else, that you've done it in such a short period of time?
Definitely. Since 2009, we've been rallying, myself and Brian, and we've won it in the two-wheel drive. We won the two-wheel drive, I think it was 2012, 2014, the overall. And suppose in one way we look at ourselves and we're unlucky in different ways, but to do it in your own hometown is great to win that, and a third time would be mighty altogether.
Yeah. And it's on the go all the time. You can't rest at all through the entire weekend, can you?
No, you can't. You cannot rest at all. It's flat out from the word go, and you can't let up, because Gary or Donna or Eugene Donnelly, there's plenty of boys there. Until you get a bit of a few seconds built up, you need that in the bag first.
So the excitement is there, and yourself that you need a bit of luck to win Donegal, and you're hoping that the bad side of the luck's all gone for this year, and it's going to turn for you, Declan.
That's the one. We're going to really look at the car now because of the past, and make sure that you're fitting proper to do the business, and just focus on the driving, keeping it on the road, and I'm sure if we can do that, the times won't be too far away.
Best of luck with it. We'll talk to you on the Sunday, the rally, Declan.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Oisin.